3 years of the Gary Barnett era. The Black Current of Northwestern.
Are ready for the national
anthem. So now we're going to do the national anthem. So right now we're going to take a break here. Anya, take it away. We'll see you in about a minute.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry. The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
Welcome back to Watch on Friday Night Football. This is Don and Johnny.
Okay, we're back. Thanks for the long introduction there, Anya. We just heard a rousing rendition of the national anthem by the Waukesha North North Star Marching Band, led by director Thomas Battersby. And Johnny, it's about that time. We're getting ready for kickoff.
We are getting very, very close.
As I recall, the Raccoons won the toss, so they've elected to defer to the second half. And so the North Stars will start out with the ball. So we'll be able to get a good look at AJ and company for the first time here on Walk Radio.
Kind of feels like fall football, doesn't it, Don?
It sure does, yep.
Starting to cool off a little bit.
It sure does. You know, we had a very summer-like day. Heat, decent sun. There was some threats of rain. Never happened. But, yes, it's really cooled down here tonight in a good way. Like I said, Johnny and I are still in shorts and a T-shirt, and I brought some a couple layers. I even had to take a layer or two off. So we see the North Stars taking the field. And it's a guess who on the return unit. It's Jason Webster, number 0, and Elijah Mead, number 14, returning. So shows you the respect they have for those two offensive weapons. And then one of my favorite kickers, Guy wears a serious D lineman number. Daniel Heller, number 82, is your kicker for the Raccoons. And you got to believe that's got to make you feel good. You got an 11th tackler out there that's the kicker, and he's bigger than most of the guys on the kickoff team.
He's a big dude.
So, yeah.
And I was watching him during the warm-ups. He's got a heck of a leg on him.
Oh, yeah. We saw him in the game against South. Yeah.
Really kicked that ball down there. So here he goes.
Yeah. So getting ready here. Ho! Give me one, Johnny. Give me a ho!
Ho!
And the kick is off. And it looks like Webster will take it at about the 3. He's following some blocking on the right, following Mead. Not much ready to go. Goes out of bounds. Just past the 20, maybe around the 22. So not a bad return. Actually, no. I think they might have got. Let's see. Yep. 23-yard line. So first down for the North Stars. And, now we see the seats filling in, Johnny. Got a good crowd here tonight.
Yep, now it's filled up.
Boy, look at the schools, the student section and the visitor section at Ocon. They travel well.
They do.
So we start out with a pistol formation with split receivers both sides, ball closer to the right hash.
Where's the, sorry.
Curtis gets a snap. It's a handoff up the middle to the tailback. And he does, might have got a yard there. Thought he was tackled for a loss, but no, like he squeezed out a yard, maybe two.
Not much there. Oconomowoc giving good pursuit.
They really, yeah. So, yep. That was Ethan Holmes, the tailback. So now we got a single receiver left. Twin receivers right, ball in the left hash. Pistol formation for Curtis. Curtis gets the snap. Looks to his left. He's got some right away. And a quick reception there. Tackled by a swarm of raccoons, but not before he gets about 6 yards there. Clock is stopped. Connor Curtis, quarterback's brother, and also fellow basketball and baseball player, three-sport athlete.
Nice timing yep. play there, Don.
And a lot of Ocons were credited with the tackle. So we have third and three here. So ball right at the 30-yard line. Have the 33 to get to move the chains. Twins right, single receiver left. Pistol formation for Curtis. And by pistol formation, I mean the tailback's lined up right behind him. Receiver goes in motion from the left to the right, so now we have trips right, no receivers left. Curtis, ball is tipped in the air, and it's picked off! An unfortunate play. And that's number four for Ocon, Johnny. Caden Oppold, yeah, we called his name a couple times in the South game. And credit to lineman Julian Marie Rocha with the tackle there. So the Raccoons will start in good position here at the 33-yard line, which is where the North Stars need to go for first. So, yeah, lineman tipped that Curtis pass.
It's a total reason why that happened is the lineman got tipped.
Yep. So here come the Raccoons. They've got an I formation. No, pistol formation. Twins right, single receiver left, double tight end right. Merrick gets a snap. It's a handoff, and he's going around corner. He's got some good yards, finally pushed out. Actually, he might have moved the chains.
It's a little short.
That's Jamie and Mallory. No, excuse me, number 28. Alexander Rolstad, the carrier. Rolstad for the Coons, the Raccoons. And Aiden Zerbel with the tackle there. So it's a real short yardage situation here. I'm guessing they're calling it second and one or two here. Let's see. Second and two. Yep, ball at the 25. Single receivers both sides. Pistol formation for Merrick. And again, he goes to his guy.
It's first down.
First down and then
and
some.
Plenty more.
Finally pushed out of bounds at around the 15 there. That was Alexander Rolstad. And again, simple handoff to the right there. Goes through like the three or four hole. Actually, no, pulled it outside. So that's working for the Raccoons, and they move the chains again. Ball just past the 15 here. 10:22 and counting in the first quarter. So a tough start for the North Stars. And a tipped ball interception on third and short. So we got Twins right. Ball on the right hash. Single receiver wide left for Merrick in a pistol formation. And he's got the same running back, Ralstad behind him. And it's Ralstad again on the right. Doesn't have much where to go. Sniffed out beautifully by the North Stars. He might get a yard on that. So Mason fourth. And D'Angelo Rivera credited with the tackle. So the D-backs are doing their job sniffing that out. So they call it second and nine. Clock stops with 9:56 left since he was tackled, pushed out of bounds. We got the same Twins right package, ball in the right hash, single receiver way wide left. Pistol formation for quarterback Andrew Merrick. And it's right up the middle this time.
Hard
continues to push forward. Finally gets down. Gets about a 4 yard gain there, so good stand there by the North Star defense. Great extra effort there by Ralstad pushing for that extra yardage. But I'm sure North Stars will gladly take a third and six situation here with 9:35 and counting in the opening quarter. Would like to hold the Raccoons to a field goal or a turnover on downs, or even just a nice turnover. So now we got trips right, single receiver left, empty backfield for Merrick. Low snap, Merrick Essie's rolling out right, looking to the end zone. He's going to run, a flag is thrown, hit outside beautifully. Maybe a one-yard gain there, great hit. Who was the tackler in that? I didn't get the name.
I don't know, but that was a coverage.
It was, yeah. Yeah.
Those guys are just covered.
Colin Donovan, credited with the tackle there, the outside linebacker. Starting outside linebacker, Donovan, the junior. Inside linebacker also plays some tight end.
Holding on Oconomowoc.
The holding is declined, which makes it fourth down, fourth and five. So great job by the North Stars covering the short field.
Raccoons staying on the field.
I would have thought the Raccoons would have run that play and set up a fourth and short if they didn't get the first, knowing how well they've been running. And I wouldn't be surprised if they run wide on this one. Ball on the right hash. Pistol formation with this time it's a trips left, single receiver right. Could even see a halfback option here. Time is called. And it looks like the Raccoons will call their first timeout with 9:09 in a scoreless first quarter for the North Stars. So we're going to take a quick break here, too. Anya, take it away for a quick 30-second commercial.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stop them. Hey, welcome back to North Star Stadium.
They stopped them, Don.
They stopped them on fourth and fifth. It was a screen play on a trips left.
There was nowhere to go there on that one.
Nowhere to go on a screen, and a great job. I think the flanker hung back. And again, talk about a real momentum shift after an unfortunate interception with 9:03 left. North Star defense holds the purple shirts. And so now they start at their own 5-yard line. So a huge stand. Trips left. Pistol formation. Double tight end right. Gets a snap. Looks left. He's got a guy. Incomplete.
Oh,
it was well covered there. So it's a good thing he missed it. It might have even been a loss of yardage there. That was intended for Webster. It was kind of one of those legal, L-E-G-A-L, screens they were trying to run there. And Oconomowoc wasn't buying. 8:58 is your time remaining after the incomplete pass. So it's 2nd and 10. North Stars line up waiting for the Ocon defense. So same thing, we got Twins left with Meade and the flanker and Webster in the split. And Ethan Holmes, the tailback behind A.J. Curtis. Curtis looks left again. He's got a guy. It's
Coppin.
That's Meade. Great tackle there. I thought he was going to shake his way out of that for a first.
I thought he was too.
Nice little 6-yard pickup there, maybe a little bit more.
Boy, if he would have broke that, Don, there was a lot of green in front of him.
And a lot of credit to the D-back from Ocon on that. I'm guessing that was number one, Alex Bryan, the senior with a big stop. But it does create a manageable third and three for the North Stars. Again, 8:28. And we don't want deja vu all over again here, Johnny. We want to move the chains.
Right.
Score 0-0, 8:22 and counting. Pistol formation for A.J. Curtis. Twins right, single receiver left. Ball on the left hash here. Curtis gets a snap. He fakes to Holmes. Looking downfield. Pressure from Ocon. Curtis gets out of it. He throws it. And it's either caught or incomplete, but it's not enough for the first. Let's see here.
Incomplete.
As we see the punt unit. Great pressure from the Raccoon defense. Good coverage. Just good defense overall. And Curtis did a great job of getting out of coverage, but a righty QB rolling out to his left creates a tough limits the opportunities there. So out to punt for the first time here.
He was looking deep down the center.
And Alex Wolf, the senior, number 42. And back to return here. What's the number here? That might be Caleb Oppold again, number 4, who had that interception. Whoop, low snap. Gets the punt off. It's a dribbler. Bounces about the 45. Oh, Oppold's going to let it go. Takes a friendly North Star bounce all the way to the 44 of Ocon. So, low snap. There was some pressure coming. But credit to... where's my man here?
We'll take that.
Yep. Credit to Alex Wolf for getting that punt off.
Like you said, got a nice bounce on that. And then the Oconomowoc receiver elected to let it go, which was a little iffy in my mind.
You got it.
But so he did.
The junior Andrew Merrick and his lineup are out here, quarterback. This time it's empty backfield. Twins right, single receiver, triple receivers left, ball in the right hash, receiver goes in motion left. Oh, it's going to be a toss play to Ralstad. He gets strung out. He might lose yardage on this, and he does. Great swarming defense by the North Stars. It started with Webster forcing Ralstad to go further out of his comfort zone, and then two more D-backs for the North Stars clean it up. That was D'Angelo Rivera was one of them, and, Elijah Mead, so...
North Stars figured that one out from the beginning, Don.
It sure is. Yep. Yeah, we saw that against South, so North Star definitely studied the film well. So ball on the left hash here where it's now 2nd and 13, 7-16 and counting here. Really tight trips left here on the short field with a single receiver right. Pistol formation for Myrick. He's got Ralstad behind him, number 28. Myrick gets a snap, fakes to Ralstad, rolls out right. He can run this. And he will.
Have to.
He's got some room, and he gets a decent, like, 5 or 6 yard gain. Setting up a 3rd and 8. So good job by Mir. Good coverage by the North Stars.
Yes, sir.
And I like the design of the call.
Me too.
The timing of it, because at least it puts them in play here. With they're calling it 3rd and 7 here. So that was an 8 yard gain by Merrick. So now ball on the right hash. Twin packages both sides. Pistol formation for Merrick here on 3rd and 7. 6:29 and counting in the first quarter. Scoreless game. And this inaugural North Star radio broadcast here on Walk Radio. Corners in tight on receivers. No, now they drop back. A 4-2 formation here for the North Star defense here. Long time here waiting for the snap. Merrick gets it. Fakes. He's got a receiver. Nope, nobody there. I think there was a miscommunication, Johnny, because Merrick was throwing to the right, about right near the first down marker. The receiver, number 15, had kind of curled in for the left. So instead of a curl out, it was a curl in. Cole Schweffel was, I believe, the intended receiver there. There was a split end that went further downfield. I think that was the gap they were trying to set up there, Johnny.
There was a zig and a zag happened.
Yep. So our big man... Where's Daniel Heller, number 82, punting, and we've got, who are our receivers? Who are back to receive? We got two receivers. Oh, it's Elijah Mead, and I don't think that's Webster out there. It looks like a smaller player. It is Webster. I stand corrected here. And punt. Oh, almost blocked.
He might have got a piece of that, Don.
He really took his time on that.
Boy,
it takes a friendly raccoon bounce. Mead picks it up, though, and gets a few yards there, about the 17, but
Gads.
Wow, you know, it was like the punter was eating a sandwich before he decided to punt it, or had like a, you know, time for a cup of tea, and then
cup of tea.
Some spot of tea or a cup of coffee, as they say in Europe. Cuppa. C-U-P-P-A. So, but here come the North Stars back out on the field in two very impressive defensive stands. 5:52 is your time remaining in a scoreless first quarter between the North Stars, host nation, Waukesha North, and the visiting Raccoons of Okan, Omowoc. I told you, Johnny, when we were out there, one of the locals asked if I knew how to pronounce Oconomowoc. We do have a flag here. It looks like they pushed the North Stars back to about six. So that's a tough start. But let's see if North Stars can fight their way out. You've only seen one running play so far in this early game with 5:52 left in the first quarter. Ball's on the left hash. We got twin packages both sides and a pistol formation for A.J. Curtis. And that is the junior, Ethan Holmes, back there. Curtis gets the snap. He's looking to his right. He's got a guy. Caught by Webster. Beautiful tackle at the knees there. In fact, Webster's a little shaken up there.
Yeah, he's down.
That's about a four-yard gain. Yeah.
That might be
it was a clean hit, but I don't think Webster was expecting a low hit. He's holding his left knee here.
It's a knee.
And I think we're going to take a break while they look at the injured North Star here on the Waukesha Sports Radio Network on WAUK. Anya, take it away, please.
If you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American-Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American-Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503. Or log on miasofwaukesha.com.
Welcome back. This is Don and Johnny.
Welcome back, everyone, to Civic Media's live coverage from WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM, The Shaw. You're listening to Don Brown and Johnny Watermolen covering the North Stars of Waukesha and the Raccoons of Oconomowoc.
It's watermelon. Hey, welcome back, and good news. Mr. Webster, the injured receiver, Jason Webster, got up and ran off the field on his own volition, so it looks like he's going to be okay. He's obviously out for this play. We've got a second and seven situation with 5:35 and counting in the first quarter. Single receivers both sides, pistol formation, ball in the right hash. Tight end goes in motion. That's Connor Curtis from the right to the left. Double tight end formation now on the left. And it's going to go to Holmes, and he finds a decent little
hole. Boy, he got hit hard.
Got hit hard, but not before getting a couple yards there. They're calling it, looks like a three-yard gain, so it's going to be four-yard gain they're calling it. Three-yard gain, so they're calling it third and four with 5:04 and counting here. Ball at the 14, have the 17 to get to.
Here comes Santa up the stands.
Yep.
A little early.
Hector Jimenez now in the game as a receiver. twin packages both sides. Pistol formation for Curtis. Curtis gets it. Got some pressure coming in. Great pressure. He's in trouble. He runs out of it, though.
He's in the end zone.
He's got a guy. He just overthrows Webster. Webster back in the game.
That was a lot of trouble.
I thought he was
going to
run
zone.
For it, though. Now he had
Holy
an open field.
Cow.
He almost got sacked for a safety, and somehow he eluded the Okan tackler. So great elusiveness. So I think I would like to have seen him continue running, because I think he would, even though it was a long run.
Think he had some room.
So, but our man, Mr. Alex Wolf, is out there to punt, the senior. And that's Caden Oppold for the Raccoons to return. He's about just around the 48-yard line of the North Stars here. 4:35 is your time remaining. Another low snap. Wolf gets it off. Another squibbler. I think that's the design. And Oppold calls the fair catch at the 41, where the Raccoons will take over again. So, look, we got the Chick-fil-A cow coming into the stands here, along with Santa Claus handing out goodies. So Christmas has come early here in North Star Nation. Think of it, Johnny, as if you watch Game of Thrones as the Northern Territory. I think it's a good way to describe the North Star Nation and their rugged fans, rugged spirited fans.
Well, we
they're a lot like Black Shirt Nation, yep.
Defensive contest.
Us against the world, yep. So single receiver left, twins right, pistol formation for Andrew Merrick. He's got Ralstead behind him, facing a 4-2 defense of the North Stars. Merrick gets a snap. It's going to Ralstead. Some good blocking on the right. Started up the middle, then bounced out to the 2 or 3 hole. And they're calling that about a 5-yard gain, 4 or 5-yard gain. Yep, 2nd and 6 with 4:14 and counting in a scoreless first quarter. We've seen some great defense by our North Stars, especially in a tough after an opening interception on the first drive. And Santa's got some helpers too, Johnny. You might have to run down there and get us some goodies. Knock on the window here. Say, what about us? As the raccoons come back to the line. Twins right, twins left. Pistol formation with Ralstead back there. A 2nd and 4 with 3:44 and counting, 0-0. And it's up the middle. Ralstead, good blocking, and he pushes forward. They're going to move the chains. Ball will be spotted at about the 28 of the North Stars. Clock stops momentarily at 3:37 while the chain gang readjusts. Now it starts up again. And raccoons are back at the line, ready to go. Twin packages both sides. Ralstead behind Merrick in a pistol formation. 1st and 10. Merrick gets a snap. It's a quick one in the flat. And it looks like another first down. That was number 15, Cole Schweffel, who was part of that miscommunication on that third down play earlier in the last series. But he redeems himself. Yeah, gets a good 8-yard gain there in first down. They're calling it 2nd. 3rd and 2. So, big stand here. North Star Nation showing their support. 2:47 and counting. Ball on the right hash. Twins left. Twins right. Pistol formation for Merrick. Here's a snap. He fakes. He's going to take it himself. Trying to get to the outside. And I think he does. Yep, he just gets the first. Good coverage there in the North Star defense, but not in time. So I'd call that a 5-yard gain, I think. Ball spot at the 16.
Yeah, well, they moved the chains.
Gain, yep. They did their job. I like the play action on that. They faked to Ralstead up the middle. That opened things up in the outside. But, again, good pursuit by the North Stars. Just couldn't get there on time. I think they sold the fake well enough. Twin packages both sides. Pistol formation, 1st and 10. 2:12 and counting in the first quarter for the Raccoons. Merrick waiting for the snap. Here it is. And he gives left. And, oh, he fights through one tackle, but not really going anywhere. Just
North
back
Stars
to the line of scrimmage.
Great pursuit.
Yeah, great pursuit there. They didn't, you know, I think that initial contact, even though they get the tackle, certainly bought time for more.
Slowed him up for the rest of the guys to get there.
So, 2nd and 10 with 1:44 and counting in this scoreless first quarter. And let's take a look here. Yep, Merrick's still out there. He's got Ralstead on his right now. Twins right, single receiver left, ball on the left hash here in this 2nd and 10. And he's rolling out. I think there was a miscommunication.
He's going to get tackled.
Oh, beautiful sack.
Holy cow.
And a snack. That was number 52, I believe, 52 or 92.
Sack and a snack.
Yep. That is Joshua Noonan.
Wow, is he fast.
Noonan. 3rd and 24, so call that a 14-yard loss. Obvious passing situation with 54 seconds and counting in the first quarter. And 3rd and 24, that was a huge play. Twin packages both sides. Pistol formation for Merrick. Merrick looks to his left.
He's going deep.
Looks like it's well covered. Incomplete. Great coverage there by the North Stars. Elijah Mead with lots of help there.
That was really good coverage.
That was number 4, D'Angelo Rivera, providing help. So, yeah, Merrick was looking for the end zone on that. And Mead played it deep. Rivera came over to help. And, you know, they almost had a shot at that. But, again, I think good coverage helped maybe deflect the pass enough.
Well, the coverage was so good, and that receiver is
sure
much
they're going to go for, Johnny, they're going to go for a 45-yarder here from the point of the hold.
Kid's got a big leg, Don.
With 38 seconds, trying to make it, trying to break the scoreless tie. Hold, snap. The kick is long enough. Oh,
that's the post!
And bounces back. No good. So, again, we remain scoreless. Another successful stand by the North Star defense.
That thing would have been 6 inches more. It would have went in.
And the great news is they should. Oh, no, the ball gets back at the 20 on a missed field goal in high school.
Hit the horizontal post.
You know, in pros, it used to be from the spot of the field goal if you missed it. And that was the risk you took.
Really?
I think that still is the rule.
Oh, okay.
And I thought that would stand for high school or college.
I think you're right.
So, twin packages, both sides, pistol formation for A.J. Curtis. Ball at the 20-yard line. Curtis looking to his right. He's got a guy. Oh, that's
got some room.
Puts a great move. Oh, he breaks it down. He's on his way.
40.
35. 30. 25. 20. 10.
Oh!
Knocked out of bounds at the four.
What a great run.
What a tackle by Alex Ryan coming from
the opposite flag.
And a flag is down. I wonder what that's about. I hope that's not against the North Stars.
Me too. I don't think he went out there.
No, I think it's after the play it looked like. Wow, I thought he had it. It was a short play in the flat. Meade put a great deke on the tackler and then found some space up the middle, then off to the sideline. So you're looking at a 75-yard run, basically. It's against the North Stars, but I think it was after the play. So I'm guessing it's a 15-yard variety. 18 seconds left in the first quarter. North Stars, as of now, in the red zone at the 4, but they will be moving this back, I think. Let's see. Maybe it's a bench warning. Yeah, no, they're starting. The ball's at the 5-yard line, so I think it's a bench warning variety. Ball in the right hash. Twins left. Pistol formation. No receivers right here. 18 seconds left in the first quarter. The snap, it's... Oh, they're taking it. A.J. Curtis is going to keep it.
He made it.
Touchdown, North Stars! Quarterback A.J. Curtis gives the North Stars the lead with 12 seconds left in the first quarter.
Beautifully designed play.
You know,
great blocking.
I bought the fake. I thought it was going up the middle there to Holmes.
Yeah, it sure looked like he was going up the
middle. Great sleight of hand there by Curtis, and then gets around the outside backer for Ocon. It is 6-0.
What a fun play that was.
And I think that's is that Alex Wolf? No, let's see. What's the number here on the kicker here? Julian Romano, number 13. We'll try to make it a 7-0 game here. Connor Curtis, the tight end, is holding. Snap, hold is good. And so is the kick. And with 12 seconds left in the first quarter, the North Stars lead the Raccoons of Ocon 7-0. We'll be right back after these messages on the Waukesha Sports Radio Network. Anya, take it away.
Been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American Italian cuisine? Visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503. Or log on miasofwaukesha.com.
Welcome back to Friday Night Football. This is Don and Johnny.
Thank you, Anya. Welcome back to Civic Media's WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM coverage of Waukesha North and Oconomowoc football contest. Friday night under the lights.
Okay, Johnny, welcome back, everyone, to North Star Stadium, where the North Stars, after another impressive defensive stand from the defense in the red zone, take the ball 80 yards. It started out with a 75-yard scamper on a screen by Elijah Meade, and then A.J. Curtis on a beautiful naked bootleg, as Frank Broyles would say, a naked bootleg. Go ahead. Now have a 7-0 lead. So we're having fun here, Johnny, with 12 seconds left in the first quarter.
Last drive
the North
was
Star defense
so much
it again.
Fun. 75-yard run, and then they faked a little
off
up
here.
The gut.
Julian Romano kicking off for the North Stars. It's Squibber down the middle. It's fielded. Oh, it gets past the runner. That's number 25. He's going to go to his right. He's running. Oh, he breaks the tackle. Falls down. Oh, they almost had him. A guy grabbed at his arm, and he lost his balance. Otherwise, he might have had some real estate, but he's marked down at the 10. That was number 25, Logan Gruber. One call says it all.
Boy.
You know, he misjudged the way the ball was kicked. It went past him. That's a live ball, so he panicked. Picked the ball up. He was on the left side of the field. He ran to the right. He stopped in the middle. He looked to the right again. He eluded a tackle. It looked like things were starting to open up, but one North Star got an arm on him, and I think he just, you know, wanted to hang on to the ball. But once so Raccoons start at their own 10-yard line. Which you got to love if you're a North Star fan. Twin packages both sides. Pistol formation for Myrick. And I think there might be a different runner in there. I don't recognize the number. It could be Ralstad, the starter. And he's looking down. He's got a quick guy. It's caught. And that'll be the last play of the first quarter there. Short of a first down, an 8-yard gain there. And that was Andrew Hood, the senior tailback. So after one quarter, the North Stars lead the Raccoons of Ocon 7-0. We'll take another break here on the Black Shirt Football Radio Network on WAUK. Anya, take it away.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Don and Johnny.
Hey, thanks, Anya. Welcome back to North Star Stadium. We're about to start the second quarter. It's 2nd and 2 for the Raccoons on a quick pass in the flat. Looks like they have enough for the first down there. And catching that for the Raccoons was number 14, Brady Engel, the senior. So I want to recognize our sponsors again, Mia's in downtown Waukesha.
They have good lasagna.
Clinton. Johnny loves the lasagna.
I do.
My wife and I love the Anapasto. We all love Bo.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like the Anapasto. Oh, and that garlic bread's bigger than your head. It's like a brick. So, and they have great sandwiches, great kitchen.
It's
great,
just
friendly
a fun
staff.
Italian joint, man.
Sure has.
Just
and they're going to be making some renovations here. Twins right, single receiver left on the right hash. Pistol formation for Merrick. 1st and 10. It's up the
gut
there.
Blocking.
He bounces out right. Nowhere to go.
Ay, ay, ay.
Oh, a little too much extra. Let's see. Hopefully they won't call anything there. I thought it might have got a little too
caught him walk.
A little too physical there, Pat, and the white there. But no call, thankfully.
They're a little.
And, you know, we don't have the best vantage point here with the players in front of us. So no gain on that, but great. They strung Ralstad. Looked like there's some blocking, but the North Star defense strung him out. And credit to Connor Wilkham, who was questionable for tonight, helping to force that tackle along with the rest of the secondary there. And on that side, yeah, we'd have to include corner Jaden Balboa. No relation, Rocky. Trips left, single receiver, right ball on the right hash. Pistol formation, 2nd and 10 here. 11-19 in the second quarter. Merrick looking to pass. He's got a guy open.
Hit right away.
And that was Schweffel again. Hit short, maybe about less than a yard short. A real tight spot. So great job by the receiver. Dropping in space near a first down here. Myrick showing a lot of patience there close to the line.
Yeah, that was a good game.
Kind of like where a quarterback stands in an option. Really close to the line. Not much of a drop on that, Johnny. And that was in a shotgun, too. So, oh, no, they called a first down here. The Chains have been moved.
Aye, aye, aye.
Ball at the 34, 10:47. Single receivers, both sides, double tight end right here. Pistol formation from Eric. And that's a hand up the middle. Ralph said he's got a great hole there, the number two hole, actually. Fighting all the way for, it looks like, an 8 or 9 yard gain. Ball will be spotted at the North Star 47-yard line. So it'll be second and two with 10:21 and counting. North Star's with a 7-0 lead here in Oconomowoc, one of their biggest drives so far here. Single receivers, both sides, double tight end, pistol formation. It's another handoff to Ralstad, and he's met in the backfield by a host of North Stars.
They came at him like a bunch of murder hornets.
I saw Aiden Zerbel in there first. And then Cullen Donovan finished him off there from the linebacker spot. The Irishman painting houses there. There was a loss of a yard on that. So 9:49 and counting in the second quarter.
Painting the houses.
A big third and three situation here. Twins left. Single receiver right. Double tight end. Pistol formation for Andrew Merrick, the junior quarterback for Ocon. Merrick pauses for a second, looks to the sideline. And maybe switching the call up here. Now Merrick's back. Here's the snap. It's a quick shot out into the flat. He's got a guy. Good blocking.
Uh-oh!
He breaks one. He could go all the way. And I think he does. 15-10-5. Touchdown, Oconomowoc. And just like that, we're 1 point away from a tie. He dropped there. I think he was exhausted. He collapsed in the end zone there.
He tripped on the way back up.
You know, there was a great block by the split end there that set that up.
There really was.
And that receiver showed some great wheels. I'm trying to get the number on him still. That might be Andrew Hood, number 17. Let's confirm that. But a quick pass there by Merrick. No hesitation at all. They saw something they really liked. So here's the extra point. The kick is up. And with 9:08 in the first quarter, we are tied 7-7. Tied again after a scoreless first quarter. Well, up until the last 18 seconds of the first quarter, we were scoreless. But really, within a few minutes, two touchdowns, one either side. And got a great game here, Johnny.
It really is. A lot of fun, long plays there.
You and Johnny and
exciting
I, we really had quite a workout last week in the Carroll game against North Park, where the lead changed hands 7 times.
Boy,
in the first half.
Yeah.
It really was. Carroll went to the locker room leading 24-20 and then came out dancing a pick six, field goal, and then another touchdown. And really, there was one touchdown only by North Park in what was otherwise a shootout in the first half. The Carroll defense really took over. It was a lot of fun. Four interceptions, three in the second half by the Carroll defense, including that pick six I mentioned. By Damon Loker, who leads the team in tackles, a junior linebacker. So, kicking off for Ocon is Jackson Taylor, number 86. Man, they pick out some big numbers for their kickers. And we got Elijah Mead. And I believe that's Jason Webster, number 0, back to receive for the North Stars. Here's the kick. It's a deep one. This may go in the end zone. And it does. It's a touchback, so smartly played there. That ball died pretty close to the goal line, Johnny. I wonder if that doesn't touch the goal line to bounce back. That's a live ball.
It is.
But as it is, North Stars will start over again from their own 20, looking to get the lead back. And, you know, a couple big plays setting up these scores. For Ocon, it was a 55-yard touchdown, I believe. And then for the North Stars, touchdown was set up by a 75-yard screen play to Elijah Mead. Single receivers both sides. Tight end switch sides. Pistol formation for A.J. Curtis, who scored the first touchdown. Hand up the middle to Holmes. Really not much to go there. He might have lost. Looks like he lost a yard. Maybe one or two here. So we're looking at second at 11 or 12 here for the North Stars. 8:51 and counting is your time in the second quarter. Tie ball game, 7-7. Single receiver right, twin package is left. On the right, you have Caden Smith, tight end. We have twin packages right now. Pistol formation. Twin packages right and left. Up. Tailback now goes in. We have trips left here. Empty backfield. Curtis under pressure. He's going to try to run out of this. Really nowhere to go. He does get a few yards. Yeah.
Yeah, he made a few.
That would have to be a 6-yard gain because that's almost near the 25. So you do have a more manageable. They called a 6-yard gain. It was 3rd and 11. Or now it should be 3rd and 11. 3rd and 6, excuse me. 8:05, your time remaining in the first half. North Star's looking to keep this drive alive and try to get that touchdown back that they gave up on the last drive. 7-7 tie. Ball in the left hash. Twin packages both sides. Pistol formation here. 7:49 and counting. A.J. Curtis. Here's a snap. Curtis under pressure. He rolls out right. He's got a guy. He's caught at the 41-yard line. I thought he was throwing that away, Johnny.
What a great pass, man. That guy was open just by a little bit.
What's the number on that receiver?
Number 10, it looks like.
Nope, number 17, Caden Smith, the junior tight end. They have lined up as a split end. So I think with some of the injuries, they spread it out here. So they move the chain, 7:26 and counting.
That was a long pass.
In the first quarter. Ball on the right hash. Twin packages both sides. Pistol formation. A quick pass in the flat. And you guess it's Meade. He's going to push forward for about a 5 or 6 yard gain. Nice low tackle there by Alex Bryan, the senior. So that sets up 2nd and 4. I love those quick passes.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you saw what Okan did with it. And you saw what Elijah Meade did with it. So twin packages both sides. They have Connor Curtis lined up a little wide, now in a flanker position. Pistol formation for A.J. Cook, Ethan Holmes. The snap. Curtis is going to try to keep this. Oh, he breaks a tackle. Wow.
Boy, look at him go.
Look at him go. Just twisting through like a pretzel. And
he was really
spinning. Should have been a 2 or 3 yard loss turned out to be a 2 yard gain. Setting up a 3rd and 3, I would believe, Johnny. Yep. Ball at the 48 of the North Stars here. 6:18 and counting in the first half. Twin packages again, both sides, with Connor Curtis lined up in a flanker spot. Pistol formation for Curtis here. The left tackle moved on that.
Yep.
Tough break.
Ay, ay, ay.
So instead of 3rd and 2, it's going to be 3rd and 7.
Yep, that
so
changes
not
the
end of the world here.
Still manageable, but
6:01 is your time.
See the frustration on the young man as soon as he did it.
Julian Marie Rocha, who actually made a tackle on that interception that we threw in the opening drive. Twin packages both sides. Ball on the left hash. 3rd and 8. Pistol formation. Curtis gets it. Under pressure. He's got a
guy. Open.
It is.
Nice.
Elijah Meade.
Holy cow.
At the Okan 38-yard line.
Another great timing pass.
You know, and Curtis just lobbed that as if he was throwing a dud ball back to the catcher to get a new one from the ump.
It had some air underneath it. But he laid it out there
for Woody. Jumped up beautifully and snabbed it. Took a hit in the air and landed beautifully, so we're moving the chains, Johnny, with 5:29 and counting in the first half. Score tied 7-all. Twin packages both sides. Ball on the left hash. Pistol formation for A.J. Curtis. And number 9, Ethan Holmes behind him. Snap, quick pass. This time it's Webster, and he gets about
stumbles,
2 or 3.
I think there might be a little fumble there. I can't really tell.
Looks like he hung on. So number 58, Anthony Rodriguez helping up. Oh, Webster might be down. Where is he?
He's on the bench. He got a little shook up
last play. So he got up. So
he's taking a breath and kind of shaking it off.
Clock continues to count. 4:49. So it's going to be a timeout is called here. And it might be an injury timeout or it could be by North. I don't know what's. I see Coach Vinciano talking to the ref here, but I don't know what it was about. Time is called again. And it looks like, yep, it will be Norris timeout there first. So both teams have two timeouts left. And instead of going to a break, Johnny, I want to remind everybody that on tomorrow's running of This Week in Waukesha, I am honored to have Gina Sanchez-Juarez, director of the Center of Financial Stability, one of the many great programs that La Casa de Esperanza has. And the timing is great because we are in the middle of National Hispanic Heritage Month. And in Waukesha, there's no better way to recognize that than by honoring one of the Milwaukee area's, if not the oldest, agencies serving the Hispanic community, La Casa de Esperanza. And we've had Executive Principal Pascual Rodriguez on twice. We've had the Vice President of Community Engagement, Maria Wedina, on once. And so I'm really glad to have Gina Sanchez-Juarez, because that Center for Financial Stability really has a lot of great services.
You speak any Spanish,
man? I took 6 years of it, Johnny. In fact, yes. Los Estrellas Nortes.
Lo siento.
Back on the field here on 2nd and 9, 4:46 remaining after the timeout. Twins left. Single receiver right, ball in the left hash. Flanker Elijah Mead goes in motion out to the right. Pistol formation. Curtis is rolling out to his right. Pressure from
Oh,
he's in trouble. He might have to eat this. Boy, he takes a big hit. He gets clobbered and falls down. That was number 52, Jamison Klein. We called his number a couple times against the black shirt. So now
whacked there.
Yeah. So now you've got, it looks like a 3rd and 16 with 4:22 and counting.
Was running for his life.
Tough break. You know, they're looking to go long there to Meade. And I think the pressure from the Ocon line just took away that window of opportunity for Curtis. Curtis is back out there. I think he's got a different tailback with him. Twin packages both sides on this long third down play. And Curtis, he's
pressure.
Got an underneath play, and it's looks like it's incomplete. Yep. That was intended for Ethan Holmes, and just it was sniffed out beautifully by Ocon. So even if Holmes can catch that,
yeah, it looked like a blitz.
So punt situation here at 3:52. I'm surprised. Oh, it's an incomplete pass. That's right. So fourth down here. Are they going for this?
No way, Jose.
Well, Curtis is out there. That's a long fourth down.
That is a monster fourth down.
So, I don't know. They must see something they like or don't like.
Ay, ay, ay.
Something they like. So, let's see.
What's going on here, Don?
They must have a trick play. Twins left. Single receiver wide right on this 4th and 16 play. Tailbacks on the left. And now timeout is called. And I would believe this one is on. I think Ocon's going to take. Yep, Ocon's taking this. So, I see the strategy, Johnny.
Forced them to a timeout.
Yeah, so, again, they may have saw something very easy or definitive in the Ocon defense that made Ocon second guess.
Yeah.
So
made him nervous.
There's a lot of football left to be played here in the first half, but it's nice when you can take away your opponent's timeout, especially a visiting opponent.
Little chess game going on there.
Yeah, but who knows? North Stars might still be committed to making this play. There was a long yard situation there. Granted, it was 3rd and 8. But, you know, after that offsides call, that can be just as deflating as the sack that Curtis took. But as it is, it's 4th and 16, 3:52 remaining in the first half, excuse me, a 7-7 tie. And, Curtis is back out in the field. You've got Meade and Webster on the left, single receiver right. So maybe it'd be a quick kick. You know, they've got no one to return. Yep, it's a quick kick there by Kurt. Wow, that's a nice little boot. Will it die? No, it goes into the end zone for a touchdown, touchback. But, hey, I like the idea.
Yeah.
You got no one back to receive.
Yeah, I think that was part of the chess game.
It would have been nice to see that ball die maybe a little closer to the 10 or, you know, but.
Yep.
So, with 3:46 remaining in the first half, score tied at 7. The Raccoons coming back. They scored on their last drive, their first score of the game here, to knot the game up. You know, we've seen a great game overall, Johnny. Very few penalties.
Yeah, good, clean game.
Yep.
You know.
So, we got a pistol formation with trips left. Single receiver right, ball in the left hash for Ocon. Merritt gets a snap. He fakes short. He's going long.
Again.
He's got a guy.
Oh, my God.
And it's caught, but he's down.
Wow.
About the 48 of North Stars. And fortunately, Merritt threw the pass a little too long that the receiver had to stretch out and get it. Otherwise, it was going to be a 14-7 lead here.
Yeah, but, yeah.
So clock stops while we wait for the chain gang to catch up here. Ball spotted at the 49 of Waukesha North.
He had three or four
here
steps
Ocon
on that
again.
Defender.
And so they did that out-and-up play. They faked him short, which is a smart move, knowing the success they've had on the short passes here. Trips left, single receiver right, ball in the left hash, pistol formation, 3:24 and counting, score tied. And it's a quick hand off to Rahlstedt on the left. He's got some room there and maybe gets about four or five before pushed out of bounds. Ball at the, so they're calling it a three-yard gain, ball at the 46. So good job by the North Star defense limiting that run. So it'll be second and seven. Clock stops, 3:15 in the first half with Rahlstedt being pushed out of bounds. So second and seven now. Trips right. Single receiver left. Pistol formation here. Ball in the left hash. Second and eight. Merritt gets a snap. Oh, it's a bad snap. Merrick's got a chance. He's got to fall down on it at the 40-yard line. So a huge loss.
That's going
to
hurt.
And Merritt didn't want to take any chances with that. It looked like he had space and time to pick that up and try to make something out of that. But
that's always a
you can't blame him
for disaster.
It sure is, yep. So clock runs, 2:54. It's 3rd and 18, a huge break for the North Stars because Ocon, with the running and the passing. Go ahead, thanks. And we can definitely hear the kids out here shouting. They're getting into it. Twins right, twins left. Pistol formation here, long 3rd and 18. Here's a step. Merrick looking long to his right. He's going wide to Schweffel, and nope, incomplete pass. Well covered by the North Stars. Nowhere to go there, so. The punt unit will be looks like they should be coming out for the North Stars, or excuse me, for the Raccoons.
Yeah, 4th and 19.
That'll be my friend Jackson Taylor, number 86. Or no, Daniel Heller, I think.
It's just a little bit long.
2 minutes, 30 seconds left in what's been an exciting first half. And yes, no, that's 86 for Ocon. Jackson Taylor. I know Daniel Heller was in earlier. And Webster and Meade back at about the 18 to receive. Good snap. Punt is off. And it's just going to – no, it takes a really friendly Ocon bounce. In fact, that's going to go
– wow.
All the way into the red zone there. It's going to die at about the 7. So a beautiful kick by Jackson Taylor. Got to give him credit for that. The ball landed at the 20. It didn't look like the North Stars were in a position to try to get a fair catch on that because of the trajectory on the ball. Would you agree about that, Johnny?
Yeah, I would. You know, so, that was a little unfortunate. Yep. That thing took such a Oconomowoc roll.
Yeah. As we see the legendary North Star marching band lining up to take their place here with the halftime entertainment. And Johnny, I see Thomas Battersby leading the team. I really wish we could have a mic out there so that the radio audience could enjoy the legendary North Star Marching Band. And if you love marching band music, check out March Fest tomorrow at Waukesha South. So single receivers both sides, pistol formation here, 2:17 remaining. It's a quick pass over the middle. He's got a guy! First down.
Boy, that was another.
All the way to the 27.
That's about the third one we've seen.
Caden Smith with another big catch here. Coming from the left tight end spot.
Well, that's a beautiful first down. They're moving the chains.
Yep. So same thing. Actually, twins right this time. Ball in the right hash. Or kind of in the center of the field, actually. Pistol formation. Single receiver left. Curtis goes quick to his right. He's got a guy. Diving catch. Does he have it?
It's like the refs
as of right now, they're calling it a catch.
Yep.
But the clock doesn't run, so maybe it is. No, it's complete. I just don't know. Oh, yeah, clock runs. 1:48 and counting in the first half here.
Exciting football
and
tonight.
And time is called. And this time, I guess they are calling it an incomplete pass. Yep. So they need to put time back on the clock because six seconds went off, Johnny. Maybe more.
Looked to me like he was going to give him the reception.
That may not bother Coach Ciano if it's this is the last, you know, if he wants to keep. It may not upset him that much to take that time off the clock here. They probably want to be the last offense on the field here for the half, and hopefully with some additional points. Yep, 1:54. So the time was put back on. 10 more seconds. So